Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 12th of January, recording at 7:23 p.m. British Standard Time. Well, another interesting day here in the markets, a very interesting day, although what many subscribers will be least interested in hearing is the fact that we've seen further negative divergence by stock market indices. Now, I wrote about that and illustrated it in Comment of the Day, so I won't repeat all that, but I will repeat something that I touched on yesterday to say that as far as I'm concerned, the really important development that we've seen so far this year is that negative divergence by stock market indices. In other words, at year-end, they were still all reaffirming the upward trends, and those have started to unravel for what is at least very clearly a correction in 2005, and quite possibly worse. Now, again, people will say, ah, yes, but what about the GDP growth, what about the corporate earnings, what about the share buybacks, what about the liquidity? And my short answer to that is to say that, well, that's what the rally of the last nearly 2 years has been all about. So in other words, I think a lot of that good news is discounted. Now, could this still just be a stock market consolidation? Yes, because we have not seen enough on the downside to really frighten investors all that much, although I suspect we're not all that far off from seeing that. But the problem this time around, and why I don't want to be complacent about the negative divergence, is because stock markets have risen so much, not only from the March 2003 lows, but also from those mid-August lows that we saw for many of the major developed country indices. Now, what might diverge from a softer tone? Well, if anything's going on Wall Street, and I should emphasize, or not emphasize so much, but at least state, that Wall Street's very short-term indicators are a bit oversold right now, which is hardly surprising since the market's been falling pretty much every day in here. So if it's a consolidation, though, we do need to see an upward dynamic at some stage, and that has not occurred yet. But if any market is going to diverge, my hunch is that it would probably be something like Thailand, which had been a laggard previously and has, I think, a reasonably good script through at least the general election in next month. And also Japan, which had made a late move but has been in a consolidation phase quite recently. Now, Japan may have a little more difficulty rallying because of currency factors in here, and that is the big story on the day so far. The dollar has been quite weak here due to the trade deficit figures. It came out, more about that in a moment, but the dollar-yen has fallen back to currently 102.31. It's been as low as 102.14, so testing the lows for this year and last year, and that may worry investors as far as Japan is concerned, but we will see. Now, the short positions that I've opened, say, are a partial hedge of my remaining, an asymmetrical hedge, as I mentioned, but covering my part of my remaining investments in Asia and also in the mining sector. Now, let's see what type of action have we had in here today. The Asian markets were mostly a bit softer, although I noticed that Hong Kong was a bit firmer. Thailand, I believe, was a little bit firmer. I didn't run through them all. Japan was down 86 points on the Nikkei, not quite retracing yesterday's gains. I did notice a very small decline in the Tokyo Second Section Index, so it's broken its run of 15 consecutive days on the upside. So it would not be surprising if we saw a consolidation in the Nikkei and the Topix Index, further consolidation. Okay. European markets mostly on the downside, and some of the gains were over 1%. The Swedish OMX index was down almost 1.8%, DAX down 1.116% in here. Now, currencies, to go on to that story, say that really is the big news on the day. And the trade balance figures for November, people had been estimating a deficit of 54 billion. And the figures for October had actually been 55.5 billion in the red. So, as I say, they were estimating 54 billion for November. Well, the figure actually came in at a new all-time record high of a deficit of 60.3 billion. And that shocked the currency markets and immediately caused the dollar to sell off, as I say, going back and hitting its low against the Japanese yen. And as I speak, we've got the euro up 170 to 132.77. And we've got sterling back up nearly 1.5 to 189.27. So it was quite a sharp move. These were dynamics. They're not huge dynamics, but they are dynamics. And Australian dollar also, say that's at 76.77. Well, it was down as low as 75.51 before the news. So these are tradable signals. I'm not feeling the need to go in and add to my small currency long position in the Australian dollar against the US, and I have a number of currency plays here through the through the precious metals, for instance, particularly gold. But as I say, these are dynamics, albeit small dynamics, but they are trading signals. And you know, perhaps or perhaps recall from my earlier broadcasts this week that I have been saying that we'd probably seen, or if we hadn't seen the dollar's entire rally, that we were probably pretty close to it. And I'm obviously not going to be changing that view on the basis of today's action. But it'll be interesting to see what happens tomorrow and whether or not there's follow-through selling pressure on the dollar. There could be very easily, as I say, because I think they will be starting to worry about December's trade figures, because I think the U.S. Christmas retail sales were supposed to be better than the very, very soft picture that we saw in the U.K. and in most of continental Europe. Okay, now, how did that affect some of the metal markets? Well, it was good for gold, although gold couldn't hold all of its gains. Gold had been as low as 420.70 this morning and is currently 426.15, having been as high as 427.75. But nevertheless, it's up $4.5 in here, and I've been saying, as you may recall, that gold around that $420 level was in a buying range as far as I was concerned, and had probably seen its downside move. Silver also had a good bounce here today and is currently at 674.5 in after-hours trading. Now, they didn't all move up. The palladium was down a little bit, only a couple of dollars, and sorry, the platinum was down a little bit, just a couple of dollars, and palladium did break its run of consecutive days on the upside, down 360 to 192.20 on the March contract. Now, in the industrial metals, some were softer. Remember, they had a lot of strength yesterday, and it shows that this action today shows that they're not in total lockstep here with the U.S. dollar, but a continued weakness of the dollar certainly would be favorable for the LME industrial metal prices, just as a dollar rally would pose something of a headwind. But the tin, for instance, that I have is down $85 in here today to $7,750, which is, that's a 3-month price, but the cash price is also at exactly the same level. You might recall yesterday I mentioned I was encouraged by the fact that there was a small $1 backwardation, well, okay, they're exactly on change, but it shows still indicates a tightening of the supply situation. And if that continues to tighten and moves into a significant backwardation, such as we have with copper and nickel and lead and small backwardation in the aluminium, and that will help to support these markets. And oil prices, $76.45. That's been both up and down on the day, but is near the higher side of today's range, which is $46.60 to $45. Oil still looks to me like a recovery situation. Natural gas slipped in here today, though. I'm not too happy about that. I've got too much red ink showing on my natural gas position. It still looks very, very overextended on the downside, so I'm not about to chop the position out. But that cold front that's been forecast for around the 14th, well, it won't arrive soon enough if it's going to arrive, as far as I'm concerned. And those are the highlights here today that I have noted. So a good evening to you all.